My heart is pounding, the very rhythm of your love, creation screaming. The rocks and trees tell of your love. It's like the whole world's waking up to the great wonders of your love. Your love, you're the creator, you're the sustainer.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and that was T.D. Oaks, who is in studios with us here at Worship Factory. Amazing,
good song, man.
Amazing worship leader over at Mission Church, the new Mission Church that's coming tomorrow.
They have been kind of stepping up here at our church, Real Life, and I just want to say thank you for the times that you have led worship, because it's been a sweet, sweet time. It's so reverent, and it's so right on musically that I know sometimes as musicians, when you're in a worship service, you kind of go when things aren't flowing, and it's just been such a blessing to have you there. So thank you for your excellence and your dedication to making God happy and not getting your prideful stuff in the way. Or I have prideful stuff, but
you do.
Wait, I do. Shut it,
Rod. Did you write that down?
Whoa.
This day, what day? What's the day today?
Okay, let's get back to the compliments. Thank you, TDO, for all the excellent work you have done. So thank you for being a blessing for us.
It's been awesome.
And talking about worship, it's very important. Not just because we're Worship Factory, but because we're people of the Spirit, that we talk about worship a little bit. What's God saying these days? What's going on with worship? You know, where do you see it from your place?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been just such a spirit for the last really few years, maybe decade or more, where I just feel like, you know, it's come more and more to the forefront. And I think people and churches have been able to really unleash worship, maybe, in some ways, that maybe over some time it had gotten kind of stale. And I think there's a new ability to harness some of the things of our culture as far as musically, which has always been the case. You know, even Jesus stepped into time and stepped into a body and into a certain period and was able to speak the language of his people, dress the way that people were dressing, and connect with his with his audience.
Amen.
And I think for a long time, maybe the church kind of got out of step with where culture's at. And I feel like, you know, there's always a balance there. We don't want to, you know, chase too far down that road, but I think to be able to create some common ground where the church can speak in a language that people are comfortable with and are more fluent in, and I feel like that's kind of what's happened over the last decade or more in the worship realm. Is there's churches who have been able to branch out and begin to speak a language that people are able to come in and join in.
Yeah,
and I think that's happening in a bigger way, because like you admitted, larger churches have those resources and have those things going on. You can do more, you know, especially in media. But the smaller churches is where you really see if it's going to pervade, it's going to happen on a smaller level. And that's what seems to be happening. It's really reaching out across the body.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a greater level of even just technology, as we've all experienced in different levels.
Oh, yeah.
So much of the software and technology prices have come down for things like projection units and sound systems, it's not as daunting maybe as it was at one point, both financially and just from a technical aspect of how do we get our hands around this. And so I think it's a lot more accessible for smaller congregations to be able to provide things maybe on a higher technical level than ever before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was always a barrier. You're a church and you can barely afford to pay the pastor and the mortgage, you know, it's very tough to do all of that kind of stuff. Now, let me put you on the spot. The future of worship, because I think one of the things that gets us about looking at creatives and Christian creatives is we tend to be always second place. The world's out there writing new music and creating new technology and doing all these things, and we're just going, oh, I think we could use that in the church. Mm-hmm. We're picking it up. I'd like to think that we could possibly be leaders in some way, especially worship and technology. Do you see anything out there? You have a sense of that?
You know, I feel like, for sure. I mean, I think the artists and the creativity and the understanding of who God made you to be should be most evident in Christians' lives and believers' lives. And I think the church should be a place where those same gifts and callings are just unleashed and encouraged and allowed to flourish. And so, you know, I would hope more and more that in the future there's churches that are that it's really almost the breeding ground of the creatives and of in a place where we can test stuff out and try things and like you said, instead of chasing the culture, really be the ones who are leading culture.
Yeah.
And what would happen, you know, in the kingdom of God and around the world if the church was the place people went to look for excellence in music and architecture
right.
and painting and
right.
you know, photography and video and all these things.
Yeah, it used to be that at one time. That was the church was the center of town. It was the largest, most beautiful building, and that's where you went to hear music.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
Bach and Mozart were straight up giving glory to God.
Yeah.
And I know that God blessed that. Hey, TD, how can we pray for you?
You can pray for our church. You know, this has been there's been a lot of work that's gone up to this point. And, you know, so as we open the doors tomorrow for the first time, it's just, it's been amazing to see how God's provided. But, at the same time, we don't know what we don't know. We want people that are far from God to come to know Him, to grow in their relationship with Him. People that do know Him to be able to come to our church and grow in that relationship. And so really just if you could pray for that our church would be a place that we say we want people to find there's hope for everyone. And that's what we want Mission Church to be about is that God provides grace for all of us. And that could be for somebody who has a long history of faith, or that could be somebody who doesn't even know that God loves them and that there's grace for them in a new life that can be found in Christ. So we want to be a beacon of light for that in Ventura.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are in studio with T.D. Oaks of the Mission Church out in Ventura, California. Next week, we're actually going to have Mike Hickerson, Pastor Mike Hickerson, which is the lead pastor of that Mission Church.
Mike is going to be Hickerson. Here?
Yeah, well, we have to go get him.
Funny.
We got to send a car over there to him and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But another dynamic speaker. We've had a privilege over at Real Life Church to actually experience him and be able to listen to what God's calling on his life is all about. Just an amazing, dynamic, godly man. And just I can't wait to be able to hear him, too. We're going to actually spend some time over there and go to church over at Mission Church as well. But what can people experience, TD, coming in tomorrow as far as that goes? You got a 9:30 service, and it's all ramped up at the theater, and things are ready to go, and people are looking for a church to go to, and they know that Mission Church is now opened up. What can they experience tomorrow? What can they look for?
Well, yeah, we're, you know, like I was talking about before, want to be a place with hope for everyone. We want to, like we were talking before, as far as worship goes, be a place that's speaking a language that our culture is speaking and that people can identify and are fluent in. And so, you know, we're definitely going to have some worship and some music, some singing time, and a message that's relevant to people's life, shares, you know, God's word and what He has for us in a way that's applicable and that people could walk away and really feel like they've been challenged and you know, God's had an opportunity to change people. So, you know, music, teaching, community, hopefully just a group of people who are there that we are all, you know, after the same thing of just growing in this relationship with God and understanding of who He made us to be and what that means outside of the walls of the church, which is kind of nice when you actually don't have a actual church building and we can go out and say, no, we are the church. And how does God want us to live and shine in this community that He's placed us in?
Isn't that part of it? We should be blurring the line, right? There's not this big fat line between I'm a Christian, I'm going to church, I'm a Christian, I'm in the world.
Right.
We're blurring that. We're saying, no, let's be the body of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, we really want to be about unleashing that at Mission Church and helping people discover their gifting and how God wired them. And, you know, and they... God's made us all pastors and priests. You know what? We're all supposed to be about. So where has He gifted you? Where has He placed you? And how could you leverage that, you know, work environment? That
You notice He's totally speaking the Worship Factory lingo here, right?
I know. Well, good job.
Noticing where God has gifted you and using that gift.
Worshipfactory.net, which, by the way, that's where you can find
us. And Facebook, too. Just like TD was saying, you know, Facebook is a great place to connect to. We are on Facebook, Worship Factory, as well as go ahead and say all of your...
Yeah, missionventura.com. Is our website, and facebook.com/missionventura is kind of the places where we've been communicating with people on the web.
Wow.
Right.
You know, so many people want to know. Often the question was asked, actually, of Mike this past weekend over at Real Life Church. And Pastor Mike was asked by Rusty, I think it was why Ventura? And, you know, it's like, why that area? Of course, if you've got your wetsuit on and you want to just, you know, come out of your wetsuit and put your board away. And, you know, it's not a bad place to be. Besides being right on the beach, it's not too shabby. Why Ventura for Mission Church?
You know, it's not to be all mystical, but we really feel like God led us here. You know, mm-hmm. It was three families that were ministering and working at a church in Rockford, Illinois, that we felt God stirring something up in us. We wanted to be available with our lives wherever God would take us, however he would want to use us, and began praying that dangerous prayer, which is a scary...
Whoops.
Yeah. And
not
really...
whoops. Just watch out.
Yeah, watch out. Be careful. Be careful what you pray. And so really through relationship with, you know, I'm really close friends with Rusty George, the lead pastor there at Real Life. And just through that relationship and through Real Life, who, you know, was planted by Shepherd of the Hills, and Real Life wanted to do the same kind of thing. And that was the catalyst. And then as we were... came and visited this area and just were praying, where would you want us to plant a church, and what would you want to do? And it just was very clear that Ventura was the place that he wanted us to do that. Some of the statistics, you know, it's a Ventura County is a big county, almost I think a little over a million people, or right at about a million people, and the statistics are only 6% would self-identify themselves as a Christian, or a evangelical, somebody who is following
wow.
Jesus. And so we just were like, that's not okay.
There's a need
clear and we want everybody to be able to experience the hope and new life that's found in Christ.
Amen.
And we feel like and we've learned as we've lived in Ventura, there's great churches there. God is at work for sure in Ventura and the surrounding areas, and we just want to be another place that's shining the light into the darkness.
So if you're looking for a place, tomorrow 9:30 in the morning, you can actually go to Mission Church.
Just off
Ventura,
the 101.
Right off the 101
Johnson
at the theater,
Drive.
Right there at the
yep.
theaters. And you are listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. You've been listening to T.D. Oakes from the Mission Church, who is the worship leader there. We'll be right back with more Worship Factory in our Exposed segment.